As I cut a mask they called the hollow face, it wore the likeness of the human race. Every soul he'd ever met or known, the mask remembered all of them alone. He kept it close through dungeon fire and blade. A rogue's last argument when plans had frayed. The portal opened into darkness deep. Two shadows stir above from ancient sleep. And Zack reached slowly for the hollow face and put Anira's features in that place. He stood in a stolen face. He stood in a borrowed grace. He stood before the ancient and the vast and opened up his mouth at last. Shadows overhead, their eyes like burning coals among the dead. One opened wide its mouth and spoke the tongue of draconic, ancient, black and young. It echoed through the cavern cold and deep, a question asked of Nera from the deep. And Zack stood very still in her disguise. The dragons fixed him with their ancient eyes. He searched the vaults of everything he knew and found that Draconic was not in there too. He stood in a stolen face. He stood in a borrowed grace. He stood before the ancient and the vast and opened up his mouth at last.
Mountainous catastrophes of scales and ancient malice. You fossilized abominations drunk on your own existence. You cavernous monuments to evolutionary arrogance. You pestilential architects of undeserved dominance. What manner of primordial ignorance assembled you? What cosmic miscalculation breeds such ruin into being? What galactical catastrophe of judgment and of reason looked upon your architects and called this thing a season?
You blundering colossal monuments to accident and malice. You thundering embarrassments to every living creature. You devastating moral houses of unearned repation. I have words for you in common and they all mean your damnation.
The dragons blinked. Zack blinked back. The hollow face said nothing useful. It never spoke draconic. It only wore the face. Aldrich fell with his guts upon the stone. The wizard burned and turned to ash and bone. Embry and Astra met the ancient claw, and Zack discovered something in his jaw. A crack above him, narrow, cold and thin. Just wide enough for one rogue to.
With the rest, he climbed up through the darkness like a man who knew what's best. He stood out in a stolen face. He stood where heroes fall. He opened up his mouth at last and said nothing useful at all. Considerable worth alone in that dark room.
softly glowing as they always will. Two dragons circle overhead, unaware of what lies there. A fortune in potential going absolutely nowhere. Ha ha ha.